Well, in the topic or the category of when a child dies, we've talked about the parent as a victim. We've talked about the social stigma. But the other one that's interesting, and I felt it right away when I lost my daughter, is the world is out of order. In other words, children are supposed to bury their parents. Parents aren't supposed to bury their children. Is that what you mean?
Yes. The word that I have heard most often from parents who have had children die and adult children die is the word chaos. The world seems to be in chaos because mentally we like things to be in sequence. We like things to be organized. And when a child dies, there's a lot of disorganization and the sequence has been broken in terms of the child caring for the parents. I've even had parents that have said to me that in their estate planning, they set aside money for the child, many times the executor of the estate, to care for the parents as they got older, that money was provided to the executor for that purpose. And so things dramatically change when a child dies. The other issue with children dying that produces the chaos is this idea of idealization, that we bond and we attach to the ideals that we have for our child. And when the child dies, then all of those ideals that we were hoping and thinking about and had faith that our child was going to fulfill these ideals, all of those are gone and we lose those and it becomes another loss in our life. A simple example is I remember a father telling me that when his daughter was younger, he always thought about her first date and how he was going to handle it. And would he talk to the guy that was going to date his daughter? And what would he say to him? And it was kind of a family joke that, Dad, don't be too hard when I bring my first boy home. And then she dies. And so he goes to that thought that, man, this is really disturbing to me. This is out of order. The sequence has been broken. This should have happened, and now it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's kind of like what you said to me at other times. The future, which is hope, has been taken away.
Absolutely. That's why parents that have children die feel so hopeless, is because our hope is always in the future. Right now, with what we're going through with COVID, our hope is in our future. We hope that there's going to be a vaccine. We hope there are going to be proper treatments and appropriate treatments so people don't die. So you make a very good point that when a child dies, we lose hope.